Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Perplexing Bible Verses. The Apostle Paul told us, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. On the other hand, Jesus told us, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. What gives? Are these contradictory statements? Let's find out in today's message. At first, there appears to be a perplexing conundrum between the verse from Romans 10, verse 9, and Matthew 7, verse 21. In Romans 10, verse 9, Paul says that by confessing and believing in Jesus, we will be saved. But in Matthew 7, 21, Jesus states, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven, he was emphasizing that true discipleship requires more than mere words coming forth from our lips. Doing the will of the Father and living according to God's commandments and teachings is an essential part of our Christian journey. Far too often we witness those who profess a faith in Jesus, but live in a way contrary to all of his teachings. We cannot allow ourselves to live that way. As Christians, we must not only believe in Jesus, but we must also put our faith into practice through concrete actions and a life of obedience to God. Simply crying, Lord, Lord, is not enough. We need to live in such a way that our actions put flesh on the bones of our profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Our life should be an outward sign of fruit of God's grace and the Holy Spirit working in us. The initial grace of justification is always a free gift from God. If we say we have faith and fail to live without charity towards others, our profession of faith could rightly be called into question. We all know that actions speak louder than words. Our response to the saving grace of Jesus, freely given to us, should be apparent in how we live. In other words, what we do demonstrates the authenticity of our faith. How then can we as disciples do the will of God? To start with, we need to develop a close personal relationship with God through prayer and familiarity with Him. Without a strong personal relationship with God, it is difficult, if not impossible, to discern His will for our life. Self-knowledge is also a valuable aspect of our Christian journey. Taking an inventory of our flaws and shortcomings helps us to clearly see the need for God in our life. We all need a clear-eyed vision of the obstacles before us. We must continually ask ourselves this question: have I completely given my heart over to God? If I have, my deepest desire will always be to do His will. If I have only partially surrendered my heart to God, my own self-focused desires will likely trip me up and steer me away from God. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Being a true disciple is more than mere words. Following the commandments is part and parcel of our profession of faith. A true disciple continually seeks the grace and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has the ability to grant us wisdom, faith, and discernment. These are valuable gifts that can assist us throughout life. The Bible can at times seem perplexing, yet the Word of God can never contradict itself. It does, however, require us to dig in and study. Ultimately, doing the will of God requires an ongoing, dynamic process of prayer, self-knowledge, desire for God, obedience, and openness to the Holy Spirit. Living a life that exemplifies the profession of faith we made with our lips can be demanding and difficult. But this demanding path of Christian discipleship is also a joyful path that leads to true fulfillment in this life and everlasting happiness in the next. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I long to be a true disciple of your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to live a life that is pleasing to you. Send your Holy Spirit to strengthen my resolve. Help me to surrender my entire heart to you. Show me how to be others-focused rather than self-focused. Make me an instrument of your peace and love in the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and please share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.